Today, as I sit where I'm sitting, I'm thinking about what happened. I'm not really thinking so much about how I got here or the events as they unfolded. I'm thinking about what I now recognize as being the most essential part of this story, how I felt. It seems to me that my entire life I was aware of what it means to be wealthy, even when that wasn't my experience. At first I thought that being wealthy was just having anything that I wanted, on demand, right at that moment. And that the appropriate thing to do if I wasn't getting what I wanted was to sort of throw a fit and make sure everyone knew I wasn't getting what I wanted. As I got older, what it felt like wealth meant to me was being able to go where I wanted to go and do what I wanted to do. What I've begun to realize is that all of those things are exactly right. It's the contrast of having the desire without the manifestation that was always the hardest part. It was almost as though every time I would tap into a powerful desire for expansion that involved cash dollars or that involved going somewhere or doing something or even connecting with other people that was in the vibrational realm of what I would now call wealth, it was almost like every time I had to get up close to it, it was as painful as sort of passing a stone. It was just this arduously, intensely painful experience. So much so that it became obvious early on that what would be better than trying to tap into the vibration of wealth would be to just sort of adopt what I thought was a sort of laissez-faire attitude of just letting things be what they are. But of course, I wasn't letting things be what they are. I was letting the vibration of the not quite there yet, maybe later, take root. Or maybe a better way of putting it is, I was looking at the vibration of wealth through the lens of what I could never have, and what I needed to figure out was how to be okay with this. As time went by, all sorts of experiences began to happen, and I began to surround myself with people who were very wealthy. Of course, because vibrationally speaking, wealth was happening all around me. In fact, it was happening inside of me, just not to my benefit, just not to my direct benefit, not in a way that was tangible or obvious or noticeable. But people would come up to me and say, well, you obviously are wealthy because blah, blah, blah. Or people would come up to me and say, how do you know so-and-so? And I would say, well, I just sort of met them. And they would say, well, how do you do that? How do you know someone who is so wealthy? And I began to realize that wealth was actually my dominant vibration in terms of how I wanted to live in the world. And then, as that got clearer and clearer, something truly horrible happened. As I began to pay more and more attention to where I was vibrationally, I began to realize that whenever I received any cash dollars, whether it was finding a $1 bill on the ground, or receiving a check, or receiving a payment, or being given a gift, that I really liked it. And for a long time, I began to think, I must be like a drug addict who needs money in order to live, like someone might need some other kind of stimulation in order to get by. And that without the cash, I go into withdrawal. And the truth is that without the cash, I don't go into withdrawal. That's not what actually happens. But I'm beginning to realize I came here to be wealthy, just like I came here for many different things. And one thing I can say, for example, is I did not come here to go snow skiing. And I definitely know that I did not come here to sail around the world in a boat. I know that there are people who did come here for that. and who do that and enjoy it, who dream of it, who think that every snowflake is the promise of a new moment, that get really the same sort of contact high from snow that I get from actual cash dollars. I love the currency notes. I love what it feels like to have them. I love dollars and pounds and euro. I really do enjoy having money, cash, dollars, or pounds, or euro, in my hands. And I love spending it, and I love giving it away. I'm not terribly interested in hoarding it, but that doesn't mean I don't want a big stack of it. And that, too, has been sort of a conundrum. So as I'm sitting here, now that I'm wealthy, and looking back, and taking all of these thoughts for the positive contrast that they are, I'm seeing what happened, not in terms of events, but in terms of my shift in vibration. One of the more interesting things that I think about now that I'm sitting here where I'm sitting is how much risk it seemed to me to actually stand up for what I actually wanted. I've been through this before. It's sort of like a coming out process where I have to stand up and say to other people, or at least in my mind I do, this is who I am and this is what I stand for. And they may not like it. They may think that I'm greedy, or they may think that I'm grasping, or they may think that I'm indulgent, or they may think that I'm lazy. When in fact all of that is happening is I'm wanting what I'm wanting. No different than the one who wants to go skiing all the time and moves from hemisphere to hemisphere depending upon the time of the year, to the person who can't get enough of just being in the boat. They'd rather be in a little raft or a canoe than to be on land because it's just not the same unless the water is rocking you. That's the way I feel about this. But I'm not, I discovered, much to my surprise, enslaved to the idea. The fact that I went so many years with being okay with not having it, for whatever reason, tells me something very, very clear, that I was open and ready, and that that time of being empty was preparing me to be full. Not because I went from empty to full, but because I managed my alignment to the truth of who I am, and it was better to me to have no money than to have money because I sold something I didn't want to sell, or I did something I didn't want to do. This place that I'm at right now, now that I'm wealthy, is of course very abundant. And one of the things that I'm noticing is that I'm not trying to get anywhere. I'm just simply allowing myself to be where I am. And in so doing, what happens is that I find myself more and more and more and more in a very delicious and wonderful place. What I want from where I am is something magical. What I want from where I am is something delicious. And I have those things. For me, what I'm realizing is that while the vibration of wealth certainly includes the manifestation of cash, dollars, or pounds, or euro, or all of them. It's not just that. Wealth and well-being are very much tied in together for me, and I feel alive to myself when I realize that I do indeed have what I want, and I always have. That's wealth. So I don't have to have any money to be able to declare with great sincerity and clarity that I am indeed wealthy. For I am. Today has been amazing. And what I notice, more than almost anything else, is the simplicity and the ease by which I slip into the expansiveness, the openness, and the freedom of what it means, of what it feels like to actually be wealthy. So I sit here and I cultivate the thoughts, not because I'm sitting here doing a process and I'm thinking, okay, now I need to cultivate this thought and now I need to cultivate that thought. Although that is nice. I'm sitting here feeling my way into something expansive because it feels better. In other words, for me, wealthy also means that I get to feel better now. I don't have to wait. It's very surprising to me, all of these concepts, the way they come together in shocking ways that I wasn't expecting. I didn't think it would be like this. I thought this was going to be really hard, which of course makes a lot of sense. Because every time I would get to the topic of cash dollars, every time I would get to this topic, all I could imagine was how hard it was going to be for it to happen, which is so unusual because that's not how I felt about almost any other subject. I only felt this way about money. Even with my body, which seems like I have very little control over it, I felt more at peace with my body than I did with money. And with money, I could go out and make it. I could go get a job. I could convince people to buy things. I could do all sorts of making, doing. But I never really wanted to. And now I know why. I wasn't doing that with any other part of my experience. Why would I do that with money? So I'm sitting here and realizing that I'm having my cake and eating it too. But I also know that this isn't the end. Oh no. This is the beginning. This is where it starts. This is where it gets good. And I'm very much looking forward to more of that.